Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today we are live. I'm going live on Twitch to do the podcast here, and hopefully some of you guys will come in and check it out, and maybe at the end of the episodes we can start doing some discussions. Towards the end of the podcast, if that's something people would be interested in, just trying it out here. Plus, I'm going live on Twitch, so you'll kind of be able to see what it is I'm doing in the episode, because I'm going to go over some things. So, we know the last couple of days we've gotten a couple of updates from the Fortnite team on what's going on with their content update from version 4.3. Well, they did it to us again. We're getting another update about the update. So I'm going to go over that with you now. Hopefully this is the last one. Their content update is looking more like it normally does now, with everything that they put in there. Maybe it took them a little longer to get everything out because there's a little bit more thought put behind the content update and they're giving us a little message with it. Hopefully that's the reason, and this won't be something that they do every week whenever there's a content update, that they'll just let us know everything all at once. But let's go over what they give us now. So for Battle Royale, here's the new notes to the update. General: one of our goals for Fortnite is to have a number of ways to play the game and be successful. We've identified some strategies that are overly dominant, and we'll be making some adjustments today. Now, this was yesterday, so going forward, we'll continue to monitor how we can best support the gameplay variety. Here are some of the immediate changes coming today. Again, this is yesterday. This came out after a couple hours after I did my episode yesterday. So, shotguns. For a while, we felt that shotguns promoted healthy close-quarter gameplay. However, with the recent equip time changes, shotguns are being used more often than we like. It's something we've been keeping an eye on, but broadly speaking, we feel shotguns are a little too strong in their current state. As a result, we're making these adjustments, and there's some pretty big ones here. So for the pump shotgun, the headshot multiplier has been reduced from 2.5 to 2.0, and the damage overall has been reduced from 90, 95 to 80, 85, so that's a 10-point damage difference there. And same thing for the tactical shotgun on the multiplier. So the tactical shotgun has a headshot multiplier has been reduced from 2.5 to 2.0. Shotgun consistency across the board is also something we're looking into and aim to improve. We want to make it more apparent when you hit or miss a shot. In addition to that, making sure the accuracy is more consistent and proving other odd behaviors with the weapon is a top priority. We've identified a number of issues that we're currently working on solving in the near future. Again, this is a good message for me. You know, that's why I love the Epic team, the Fortnite team from Epic Games. They're constantly working on the game to make it better for us and make those improvements. Our shotgun's overpowered in the game, especially like they say here with the equip time changes. Yes, you can watch people all the time just switching back, and you know, they'll carry two shotguns, switch back and forth, and get shots off like they're, you know, like they're shooting a pistol, pow 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 with shotguns, you know. So I could see why they want to nerf it a little bit, just to make it a little bit more even across the board. I will say that I do, as they say here, I do notice accuracy problems with the shotgun sometimes. Sometimes I feel like, man, I'm standing real close to this guy. My reticle looks like it's right on the body. And then when I shoot, I end up only getting like 6 damage. So I'm like, okay, I guess I just grazed their arm. But it looked to me like, you know, I was aiming right in their chest. So hopefully, like they say here, that they're going to get those accuracy issues figured out in the future. And traps. All right, guys, traps are back. We made a large change to traps a few weeks ago to test decreasing damage from 125 to 75. As you guys know, I was not a big fan of this, but let's read on. This was done in an effort to better understand the impact traps have throughout a match. The change sparked a great deal of excellent discussion about traps, and we are going to lean more into improving their effectiveness. We want this to add more ways for you to be potent in combat. Here's the change. Trap damage increased from 75 to 150. So they doubled what they nerfed it down to. 150 now, even higher than it was before. Again, before they nerfed it, it was at 125. Now they're bringing the damage back. It's 150. So that means, you know, even if you have full health and you've picked up, a big shield potion, you're still going to die from that. I think that's excellent. It's a trap. You're stuck in a room with the trap. I definitely feel like you should be eliminated, and your opponents should be eliminated for that type of thing, because the traps are kind of hard to walk into anyways. Most people are looking out for them. So if you can actually hit somebody with it, they're not paying attention, they should be penalized, and you should be rewarded for getting somebody, you know, to actually fall for your trap, or that you were able to build fast enough to get that trap next to them in a certain situation. Right, let's keep reading on here. Jetpack. The jetpack was introduced as a limited time item. You can learn more on the goals of limited time items as a concept in this post. And then they have a link here. And this was a post that they posted 13 days ago on Reddit, just saying that they were bringing limited time items to Fortnite. They say, we will be vaulting the jetpack at 8 a.m. on Monday, June 11th. They don't say what time. I assume they mean Eastern time, because that's what everything is that they do. So 8 a.m. on Eastern time, Monday, June 11th is when the jetpack is going to be vaulted. Get in your last matches before then. We may bring back the jetpack at a future date with some improvements and new changes. All right, and then everything else we have here, we have the weapons and items, building adjustments. This is all stuff that we went over the last couple of days, so I'm not going to go over it today. Some tips I have for you here. Set your traps. When you pick up traps, I see players all the time. Now that the damage has been increased to even higher than it was before, back to 150, you'll definitely be getting eliminations with this. I see too many players picking up traps, running around with them, and then, you know, they get towards the end game, they still have three or four, and then they never even set them, and then they end up losing the game. You know, if you have those traps, set them. You never know who's going to walk into it. Try to remember that you actually have them. That way you can set them up and get those eliminations. Somebody could be chasing you. You set one up real quick, and maybe they run into it. Again, you can trap somebody in a room, set one up so they can't get back out. They will definitely be eliminated with it now, so it's going to be more effective with that. And then again, if you still have them at the end game, you know, just start setting them up all over the walls. You never know when your opponent, he's going to start trying to chase you down, and he might run into one of those traps, and you might get your victory royale that way. So that's going to be my tip for today, is actually set your traps. Remember, you have the traps. Don't just hold on to them. You never know what you're going to do with them, or what you're going to get out of the trap. So let's see what else we got going on today. I want to bring you the challenges as well. They told us that they were going to start giving us the weekly challenges on Thursdays, and now we have the weekly challenges. I'll bring it up here on the screen on Twitch so you could see for yourself, but I'll read through them here for you for the podcast. So, week 6 challenges. We have search supply drops. You got to get 3 of those. Deal damage with shotguns to opponents, 1,000. And search chests in Loot Lake. Got to search 7, of course. Spray over different carbide or omega pit posters. You got to spray over 7 of those. Search between a playground, campsite, and a footprint. You just do one of those. Then you have to get SMG eliminations. You got to get 3 of those. And eliminate opponents in retail row. You have to get 3 of those. I'm going to go over, you know, some of the more tricky ones, like the searching between things and spraying over the posters. I'll bring that to you later in the week. but for today, I suggest just go do these straightforward ones that you can do right out of the gate and get them out of the way, such as eliminating your opponents in retail row, those SMG eliminations, you know, search the chest and loot lake, deal damage with shotguns and search the supply drops. That's all really straightforward stuff. So get in there and get in those games, get those done as fast as you can. There's going to be a lot of people going for those things, so try to keep your eye peeled when you're going to those areas. You know, some of these areas, I mean, retail row is already pretty popular, but now that we have this weekly challenge going on, it's going to be even more popular. Let's see here. I think that's all I'm going to have for you today. You know, since I'm here, I can go ahead and bring you what's in the item shop right now as well. We only got 10 hours left on the featured items and your daily items, but right now we have the Rex outfit. I love the Rex outfit. Looks really cool. It's the dinosaur one. Let's see here. You get the party animal harvesting tool. It looks like a keg. It says slurp on it. You can still get those battle pass tiers for a discount right now for the next 10 hours. You got the absolute zero skin. What else do we get? We got the spectral axe. That looks really cool, nice and shiny. We get the rocket rodeo emote, where you know they ride on the rocket. We get the radiant striker. You know, it's another skin, nice and shiny shirt. And we get a dip emote. So you see all those there on the stream if you are watching the stream over here on Twitch. And if you're on if you're over on you know, if you're just listening on the podcast, you know, go over to the Fortnite store and check it out as soon as you can if you want any of those things. See, we got one person here in the stream. It's Gibby. Good morning, Gibby. Thank you for joining me in the stream. I'm going to sign off here. Actually, I want to remind you all to, yeah, come follow me on Twitch. Follow me on Twitter. Make sure, you know, you give me those 5-star reviews and ratings and on Apple Podcasts so I can read those out for you and give you a shout out on the show. I'm going to sign off of the podcast here. Still going to continue stream, so go ahead and stick around, Gibby. I'll be asking you some questions and wondering what you think about the, you know, trap upgrade and the shotgun nerf here. But yeah, glad everybody is checking out the show. One thing I forgot to mention yesterday, I was so happy with everything else that you guys have been doing for the show, getting us to the number one spot on the games and hobby section in Anchor Podcasts, that I forgot to mention the show is well over 40,000 downloads now. In fact, we're at 42,000 downloads. So you guys are getting the show out there really fast, so that's another thing I have to thank you guys for. So thank you so much for all of that. Again, the podcast now is over. So have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.